be the mother of all new. And this is not a chance coincidence, but a matter of a minute. This matter is being conferred on me, and that will be a permanent habitat. It's a permanent settlement. We are very eager to get some happiness, but even a parent is very much dear to us. Professor Babu Sanyas, he told when he was a boy, he was a man of Haridpur, and there this Ganges water is very dear. So, from his childhood, he was habituated to see Ganges water and by drops. A drop of Ganges water, it starts on one's head, and he is being revived. The conception of Ganges water is very dear. But his father was serving in Baharampur on the verge of Kendu. Once, following his father, he is coming this side and passing through Ganges water. Then, when he told what river is this, his father told, this is Ganges, river Ganges. So much water. The boat is passing through Ganges water, and only a drop of Ganges water can never be found, to hardly be found in our country, and so much Ganges water is there that the boat is passing through over it. So much happiness.
Anandam
Bhadivartanam. Anandam Bhadivartanam. All wishfulness, all of all divinities are to so much dear this part of the future. And there is everything is all dancing in Gamanam Nittam and Toyam Amritam, all drink is but nectar.
Kathayanam.
All words are sweet because their subject matter is sweetness personified Krishna. Kathana. Breathing everybody at Kathana. Namanam Nittam. And the very environment, trees, cows, lands, everything, all fulfilled in our Patpa. Oh, you are Krishna Bhakta. Everything for you is there. Everything for you, offering them. Everything, we are all your friends. You can take anything you like. We are ready for your satisfaction. Opulence. Being offered from all sides. That is it. A meager representation to us in this foreign area where the foreign souls are living, that has been extended through the scripture and the sadhus. The intimation, sadhus are again coming down from that land here to recruit us, to take us to that. That sphere, you you are so crudely representing you like a flower. You like happiness. You want happiness. Are you seeking happiness? Expect it. Oh, come with me. The opulence is there. The cunning, the mind is there. You come as how much you can, you can take, how much you can contain. Your.
And Gopinath Thakur Swami has brought a good news for
Vaikuntha Puriya ke Nisreyasavam.
Kalyankal.
Nisreyasavam.
Taniya aniti vrikkha ekam.
Kalpa vrikkha yoganam. Tad ekta vrikkha ami ekhane kalyankal poturi enechilam. Taniya aniti vrikkha ekam kasaman. Nasika vrikkha yasava. সাধুজন তারপরে কি গুরু প্রসাদ এসে তাকে আবার ইয়ে করে সংস্কার করে তোমাদের কাছে Then is the highest media and Mahaprabhu recommend. And it is open to all. Open to all. No much energy, question of eligibility in taking them. From whatever corner he may come, only a sincere will is necessary. Yes, I want. Do you sincerely? Yes, I want it. And that is the qualification. No other qualification is necessary. Only sincerely. Only, yes, I want it. But everything is there. And yes, come forward. I shall give you. But the will must be sincere. Shraddha. Shraddha. Faith. কেশব নহি দুর্গ অহংকার জুতানান মধ্যে পর্বত পাহাশয় অহংকার নিবৃত্তানান কেশব নহি দুর্গ হি ইজ নট ফার অ্যাওয়ে অলওয়েজ দি ইগোইজম ইজ দি ওয়াল বিটুইন দি টু অ্যান্ড দি egoism of karma and the gan removed and we are with the law. We are with the law. So today it was only the people. And far for them and the near for the others, for the sadhalu. So near that we cannot conceive of that nearness. Even but as himself is not so near to himself, he is so near to us. When he conceives it, he is not. I cannot see me as much as he can see me. I cannot love me as much as he loves me. And his men love me. His men love me. I can't love myself so much. Such as our relationship with the Lord. But the divine man, divine master, can make us conscious of the divine act of our destination, the destination. What are you doing? Only gathering some transient feeling of this material sensation, of this material body.
I would like to stop, the current is on.
So our Swami Maharaj has done a miracle. He has done a miracle. Abhu Bhakti Vinod conceived, and the Prabhupada tried to add his conception to translate into action. and in last days. And anyhow we find that through Shani Maharaj, He is great, we are happy, we are proud of it, we are glad, we are all. Our Guru Maharaj told that when one person is come to take diksha and to stay in the water, then he said that after wandering a long time in the foreign land, he is again coming just to his home. Homeward. Bhagavad means homeward, back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. Back to God and back to home. A sweet, sweet home. Our home is there and none, and nowhere else. So, we may be quite free there, no apprehension of any misgiving or misunderstanding. Such boldness and clear faith we can go on, onward, onward. And what are we living on the back? That is all mortal things, tension.
By age and by experience, in both ways, he's dealing with me. Also, I was fortunate to have his association since a very long time. For us, in 1930 or something like that, at that time he did not accept sannyas. He just left home, Balakrishna. In his white dress, he went to Ravat. Maharaj, I think you remember this incident. When he went to Ravat? Yes, thank you. Yes, at that time. Oh, yes, thank you. Yes. So, in that auspicious occasion, we are connected. Before that, in 1922, when I was manager in Dr. Bose's laboratory, a young man, and I was nationalist Congress Party, I was a devotee of Mahatma Gandhi and C.R. Das. At that time, I was in connection with the Congress in 1970. Yes, 17, when Annie Besant became the Congress president. Yes. Then I became serious in 1920 and I gave up my education. So, one of my friends, that friend is also now, perhaps you know Maharaj, that Naren Mallik. Yes. He was my intimate friend. So, in their house, old Sita Maharaj went to beg some alms. They were rich men. So, he informed me that one nice sannyasi came to her house. And he has invited in Ultaranga, there is Gauriya Mahat. So he has invited me. I used to go there. Why don't you come? Let us go together. He was my very intimate friend. So at that time, I was a little pessimistic. That's how I know. I know all the sadhus there. I'm not going. So he forced me. Oh, why not? Then let us go. All right, let us go. So I went to see His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In 1922, in that Ultradanga building, at that time Prabhupada was sitting on the roof. There was a small house and room, and we are welcome because Naran Malik was a very rich man, and he contributed some money. So we went to see Prabhupada, offer our obeisances. So immediately he said that, "You are all educated young man, why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message throughout the whole world?" So I replied him, "Sir, we are dependent nation, will hear our message. We can talk all these things after we get independent." Because I was politically minded at that time. Yes. So he refuted my argument. Certainly I was defeated. And I took his words very seriously. I appreciated. Then we had offered some prasadam, we came down. My friend Naran Malik asked me, "How did you like this sadhu?" And yes, here is a sadhu in whose hand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is here, and it will be done. I think it is very nice. That was my appreciation. And then 1923, I resigned my post as manager in Bose's laboratory, and I accepted the agency for whole UP, beginning from Mogosai up to Delhi. And I made my head office in Allahabad. So I was always thinking, "Oh yes, I met a very nice sadhu." From the very beginning, that was my impression, that I have met a real sadhu. So actually, the word lavamatra sadhu sangha sarvasiddhi har was actually, I perceived that. I, for a moment, and impressed so much Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that it continued. Then, in 1928, when there was Kumbh Mela, Maharaj, when you joined Gauri Math? 27. That means, in 1928 there was a Kumbh Mela, I think. And during that Kumbh Mela, Tirtha Maharaj with a party came to my shop, Prayag Pani, all of the time. And I saw, "Oh, these are the people I saw." Don't you want? Yes. Come on. I was so glad. So Tirtha Maharaj asked me that we have come new here, we are going to establish a temple in Allahabad. We have heard your name, so we have come to you, please help us. Yes, I will help you. So in this way, I contributed, my attending physician contributed, and some other friends. In this way, we became friends. And Tirtha Maharaj, old Tirtha Maharaj, had a first meeting in my house at Allahabad with, I think, in Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Dheer Krishna Brahmachari. Yes. So my father was Vaishnava. When I invited this Gauri Math sadhus, my father thought that I have invited some sadhus of the Ramakrishna Mission. So you are not very interested. While Tirthamana is speaking, I called my father was that time invalid. I called him that please come down. There is a meeting on the Gauriyama. So he could not resist my request. He came down, but he did not think that some devotees have come. They thought this is Ramakrishna Mission, rascals have come. So he was not very happy, but I told, he was sitting, he, in the meeting, he just criticized him. Then when he heard the speech of our old Tirthamaras, our old God brothers, he understood, they are Vaishnavas. Then immediately after the meeting, he fell down on his feet. I misunderstood, he said that he was the Ramakrishna Mission Sadhus. I am so glad to meet you. So that is the beginning of my intimate relationship with Gauriyama. And they were coming, and whenever somebody would come, I would invite them to lecture in my house. In that way, Sridhar Maharaj, at that time, Ramendra Sundar, Bhattacharya, he was also invited at my house. And before that, no, I think I invited Bharati Maharaj, and you were with Bharati Maharaj. Yes. So in this way, my connection became developed with Gauriyama. Then, gradually, the process began. Harishe taddhanam sanai. I wanted to become a very big businessman, and there was good opportunity. I was very nicely associated with the chemical industry of India, Dr. Bose's laboratory, Bengal Chemical, B.K. Park, and all of that. They liked my business organization. Then I started a big laboratory in Lucknow. So that was golden days. But gradually everything became dwindled. And at last, my Allahabad business was lost. It was not lost on account of some of my debts. I had to hand it over to Dr. Karthik Chandra Bose, because I was his agent, so I had some debts. So I tell him, all right, you take his business. In this way, the craft furnace was lost. So I was not going to, I was sitting at home. So this Jajabar Maharaj, at that time, Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Atulananda Brahmachari, they used to come to take their subscription, and they were requesting, why don't you come to our mosque? Why don't you come to our mosque? You are now free. So I used to visit their temple. That was not far away from my house. Malata, yes. Then the intimate relationship with Gauriyama grew. In this way, I think in 1933, Sir Malcolm Haley came to lay down the foundation stone of Allahabad Math. Maharaj, I think you remember. Yes.
Yes,
Parikrama. And the Parikrama, that is also another incident, that I was not initiated at that time, but I had very good admiration for these Gauriyamath people. And before 1933, I met Sridhar Maharaj and other devotees, this old Tirtha Maharaj. So they are very kind to me. So the Parikrama, I thought, what these people are doing in this Parikrama? Let me go. So I met them in Koshi. Paras Maharaj, you may remember. And all people were going to see some Seshasai. Yes. So, at that time, Vinod Da, later on Kesava Maharaj, he informed that Prabhupada is going to Mathura tomorrow morning and he will speak Harikatha this evening. Anyone who wants to remain, may remain or otherwise they may prepare to go to see Seshasai. So at that time, I think only 10 or 12 men remained. Out of them, Sridhar Maharaj was one of them. And I thought it wise, what shall I see, this Seshasai, let me hear. Prabhupada will speak, let me hear. So Prabhupada marked this
this book. To listen to him,
Vaikuntha person, he could understand that this boy is eager to hear. So he very much appreciated. So when he came back to Allahabad, so Ganesh Babu, he introduced me that here is a ninth devotee. The Prabhupada immediately replied, yes, I have marked him. He does not go away, he hears. This very word he said, yes, I will accept him in this time. Then I was initiated. And this way, our relationship with Gaudiya Mount developed. And gradually, as it developed, the other side diminished. Then there are long history, it will take time. But I had the opportunity of associating with His Holiness. For several years, I had the opportunity. Krishna and Prabhupada liked it to prepare me. Sridhar Maharaj lived as a in my house as a sublessee for 3 years. So naturally, we had very intimate talks, and he was my good advisor. I took his advice, his instruction very seriously, because from the very beginning I know he is a pure Vaishnava and devotee, and I wanted to associate with him and try to help him also in so many ways. He also tried to help me. So our relationship is very intimate. After the breakdown of the Gaudiya Mohan, I wanted to organize another organization, making Sridhar Maharaj head. And I wanted to make, at that time, Goswami Maharaj, one of my friend's house at Siala. Sridhar Maharaj, you may remember those things. I wanted to organize so many ways. But somehow or other,
Yes.
Yes. He wanted to rent us only for 90 rupees. I told him, just give me the concept. See, at that time he was getting 125, but because I am his friend, all that I will give 90 rupees. So that could not happen somewhere other. So I was trying from the very beginning, after the disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta. Yes, 1944. I think you were at that time at my house. Yes. So, somehow or other, this intention for preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased and the other side decreased. Virakti Annaprasad, but I was not disinclined, but Krishna forced me that you must give us. And the history is known better to Sridhar Maharaj, how he decreased. Then almost he became nil. And then I left home in 1950. Whatever was there, all I could do what was life. In 1950, for 4 years, I remained as Banaprastha. Only 4 years, from 1950 to 1959.
In
the meantime,
Bombay life.
Bombay life, yes. During my household life, I opened an office in Bombay for my business. And practically Gaudiya Math was established by us. I am one of them, Sridhar Maharaj also. And we made two parties for begging, collecting arms. And Sridhar Maharaj, myself, and Goswami Maharaj. At that time he was Atul Chandra Goswami. So I took them to some of my friends, chemist friends, doctor's friends. So I collected about 500 rupees through their experience. Sridhar Maharaj would speak, I introduced, and Goswami, at that time, Goswami Maharaj would canvas. In this way, three combined together, in 1 day or 2 days, at that time 500 rupees. Big sum, yes. So, Goswami Maharaj very much appreciated, and he began to speak highly about me that Hoyababu is so smart, he has got so many friends, he has collected so many things. So why does he should not be the Martin Charles in this way? Why should not be with us? Why is living separately in this way? So Prabhupada, Parasiddhanta, very well married, he said, it is better to live separately from you people. And you do the necessity in due course of time. So I could not understand what Srila Prabhupada meant by that. So his inclination, blessings, were always upon me, although I was unfit. But he was so fine.
Yes, he was afraid.
Prabhupada gave me some money, that he is afraid. He gave this money. And then he began. So, and by Guru Vaishnava, whatever position I've got, it is by Guru's mercy and the Vaishnava's blessing. Otherwise, I'm insignificant. So I wish that Sridhar Maharaj may bestow his blessing as you are doing always. And may Guru Maharaj may help me. I can give some service so long. Guru Maharaj wanted, and these Gaudiya Math people did not do anything. So let me try in this old age. So the inspiration came, and I went by His grace. It has become little successful. I have no credit. It is all the blessings of Guru and Vaishnava. That's all. I have no credit. I do not know how things are happening, because I am not at all bona fide for this. But it is through this. Sariya Vaishnava Seva Anistha Adhya Sivima.
Sorry, yourself in the current of
eternity. Yes. Very good.
Carry me higher and higher.
And
he carried to us the land of gold and golden avatar.
I always said to my American disciples that you are so much, I must say, taken care of by God. Your position is very good. And now you take to Krishna consciousness and you become a perfectness. That I preach on. By the grace of Krishna, you have got everything. All material of life. Now make it plus Krishna. Then it is very nice. Lakshmi Nara. So these boys are trying very sincerely and seriously. I hope even I do not live many more years, they will carry out this honor.
Then
Mayaravasi Jatchabhaji. And we are being washed away by Bhakti Yodha. Yes. Everything is there. Everything is there.
This ashram is being opened today. What is its position? In Srimad Bhagavatam we find Vanantu Sattiko Vasa Gyama Vasastu Rajasa Tamasam Dhuta Sadhanam Manniketam Tu Negunam Vanavas. That plain living with minimum materials for our to help our life, that is vanavas, a simple life, plain living, high thinking, simple life. But there also we are master of that that little thing, that sattvika vasa. Most conducive to our religious life. No grandeur of any material enjoyment, etc. That is sattvika vasa, vanavas. Rajasa vasa is a life where we are engaged in various activities in the upliftment of the society and the world and its civilization. That is Rajasa, where maximum energy is spent to improve the paraphernalia where we live to make us comfortable. Tamasavas, dhuta sadhanam, without caring for any social life, only sense pleasure, maximum, and minimum giving to others in a society or any paraphernalia. Reckless life, the life in the clubhouse or
hotel or something like that is responsible life. Tamasho, duto sadhanam, manniti ekam tunet gunam. And if we live our life in the house of Lord, we may dive ourselves in any amount of danger or anything of the type, but still it is not gone because we are not masters there. We are servants. The Banavas, those simple which with minimum materials around our lives to live, but still there we are masters, we command. But here we are mere servants, everything to be solved. Whatever we shall see there all around, even a tree, even a creeper, even a dust, that is to be solved and not to enjoy, nor to renunciate. That is the a form of life, a life of worship, a life of devotion, not only to the deity, the Lord, but including all his paraphernalia. And to see that they are also serving the Supreme Entity. With this idea, to be a serving factor in all serving environment and the Supreme Lord. Manniti Gantunet Gunam. So we have come to live here a life of Nirguna life, Gunatita, Gunatita, that we really, are crossing all sorts of reality with this material, relativity with this material world, whatever of conception it may be. And to learn that Isha Vashmidam Sadvam, the fundamental truth given in the Upanishad, Isha Upanishad, that Isha Vashmidam Sadvam, that in everything there is the presence of the Supreme Entity, the Supreme Lord. With this conception, we are to live in such a training house. I was told that in Back to Godhead, one gentleman, he wrote that so-called universities and colleges and schools are slaughterhouses. I am very much pleased with this idea. Yes, they are nothing but slaughterhouses. And this sort of institution, yes, they are nothing but slaughterhouses. And this part of the institution, but our Guru Maharaj has inaugurated in this world to uplift us and all jivas towards the Supreme, to the worship, towards the loving service of the Supreme Entity. We are like oases in a desert. All these are oases in the desert. They are life-giving and not flattering institutions like so many educational institutions that we find. And one, Savidya Manmati Jaya, this sort of training comes that we go towards center, towards reality, towards beauty, towards harmony, towards solution of life, towards nectar giving life. These institutions are only helpful, and this is necessary. Once Madan Mohan Malaviya came a leader, a famous leader in the past history, that is recent history of India. He came to visit our Guru Maharaj, and after listening to his words, he told that every village should have a one center of your divine grace. But our Guru Maharaj answered in return that I want to make everybody a temple of the Lord. Every human body I want to make a temple there, not only village.